Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. As always on a Tuesday, community policing, you've been out and about at the Bundaberg Show. You've also been at a couple of our schools. I guess, you know, what do you as police officers get out of it? And also the students, what do they get out of it?
I guess the main thing is like a positive interaction with police, and it gives us the opportunity to build a rapport with these children and students. Unfortunately, some children are brought up to be scared of police. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're naughty, the police will come and get you, yes. Which is really disappointing to see. We really don't encourage that. So we want children to feel safe coming to see us and reaching out for help.
Of course, we've mentioned on numerous occasions that my son is absolutely petrified of police. I don't know why. There's certainly been nothing. Maybe it's the lights and the sirens that sort of scare him. And I guess to a point, that's, you know, a good thing. That means that he's not going to get into trouble, hopefully. But it's also an opportunity to, as you say, to rest assured the kids that, hey, you know, police aren't that bad.
Yeah, that's right. Like, if they're ever in danger, we're the ones who'll be coming to help, along with, you know, fireys and ambos. So, yeah, we don't want them to be scared of us. We want them to definitely come to us.
Now, you found, well, not you personally, people have found some items that have been handed in to you.
Yeah, we always get mobile phones, so plenty of mobile phones in stock here. I think a black Optus mobile phone was located in Binger Street, along with like a silver ladies watch with an elasticised band, and as well as another watch. And then two lots of cash were actually located at Gabarum State School and also on Bulbong Street. So if you've dropped your money, come down and see us, preferably between business hours, Monday to Friday, and you can speak to the wonderful ladies in the property room.
Well, that's honest, isn't it? Because how many times, and put your hand up in, ladies and gentlemen, no, don't put your hand up. Have you said, you know, you've seen $5 or whatever on the ground, and you've just gone, oh, well, what is it? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, whatever the old saying was. But it's great that people are handing it in.
Yeah, that's it. It is really nice to hear that we've still got some honest people out there. So thank you to those people for handing that cash in.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us this morning. Now, finally, Brittany, the Seniors Expo, you wanted to talk about that?
Yeah, so we're attending the Bundaberg Seniors Expo on Thursday morning at the Multiplex. It'll run from 9 a.m. to about 12. And the expo's aim is to link local seniors with service providers who can offer face-to-face advice and support to seniors on topics such as safety and wellbeing. So there will be a number of stallholders there, including us, as well as Uniting Care Community, Public Trustee, the Fireys, Transport and Main Roads, and Office of Fair Trading, plus many more. So it should be a really good morning out. We're going to do a bit of a presentation about safer living, and then attendees have the opportunity to go around and speak with the stallholders. So it should be a great morning.
When was that again?
This Thursday morning from 9 a.m. until 12 o'clock.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
It's 1332 4BU.